Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it was brimming over with acceptance there. No? Right.
Not here.
Not right now.
Not right now. Sorry.
Yep. Oh, well. Okay. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Very excited about my upcoming vacation to Virginia. I can't wait to leave. And I switched over to doing like a caveman diet where I'm just eating meat and vegetables and fruits, which pretty much took out just about all of the sodium. So I wanted to see if if that's a good system for my body. I've only lost 3 pounds, so I'm also wondering if my medication is still, like, way too low. I bumped it up this morning, and I do feel better. So I did an 88, a 44, and a 22, whatever that comes to. Or no, 100, a 44, and a 22. So that's even higher than the 150 was, but losing so little weight and still feeling tired, I was thinking that I'm still way on the hypo side. So is this combination of the...
What is your intuition expressing to you?
Well, I feel better. I mean, I know what you say, you were saying before, and I went that route, but I was still feeling so tired, and I should have lost a lot more weight cutting everything out, which my intuition says that I'm still really hypo. So you agree with that?
Yes.
So do you think the 144, what's 44 and 22 is 66? Do you think the 166 is a good place to stay for a while, or does it need to even be higher than that?
Perhaps very slightly.
Higher?
Yes.
Like 175, I was thinking?
That may be adequate.
And just for like a couple of weeks?
An experiment.
Yeah.
And pay attention to what you feel. And pay attention to your intuition. This is an experiment in genuinely very closely paying attention to your body consciousness and how it is adjusting to what you are doing. As to the diet factor, I would express that this is a beneficial experiment also. And to pay attention.
Like, reduce the sodium enough to make a difference in my eyes?
Yes.
And is there, like, a next step to that? Because I guess the muscle behind my right eye is still swollen, and that's what's preventing it from moving back and forth properly. Is that still sodium related, or is there another component to it?
I would express that that is the largest factor. Allow your body consciousness to adjust. It is assimilating new information. You are generating a different action, which is significantly different.
Right.
And in that significant difference, it may require a brief time framework for your body consciousness to adjust and to recognize that you are choosing to continue to move in this direction.
Oh.
Let me explain. When individuals alter what they are consuming and how they interact with the body consciousness in a significant manner, the body consciousness does not always respond immediately. For dependent upon the individual, your body consciousness knows your patterns. It knows your habits. It knows your cycles. And it knows what you incorporate as familiar tendencies. Therefore, when you significantly alter a direction that involves your body consciousness, dependent upon your previous patterns, it may not necessarily respond immediately. And it is in one capacity adjusting to the change itself, but in another capacity it is also, in a manner of speaking, waiting, for it knows your patterns. Therefore, then it is not automatically entirely responsive.
But it's getting there.
It will, yes. And it is. Your body is not a machine. It is a part of you. And being a part of you, and being directed by your subjective awareness, but also being influenced by your objective awareness, it does not respond in the manner that a machine would. That if you shift or alter gears with a machine, it will merely shift gears. If your body consciousness shifted in that manner each time you chose to generate a different action with it, it would be very confused. For it would be shifting those gears in significant manners more often than it could actually effectively assimilate and adjust. Therefore, there's a brief time framework when you significantly alter what you are doing with your body consciousness, that it is assimilating and it is, in the manner of speaking, figuratively, waiting. Waiting in relation to how long you are going to continue to engage this new direction, and if you are going to continue this new direction. Once a reasonable time framework has been engaged, which generally speaking, in your terms, would incorporate approximately 2 of your weeks, if you are consistent in that time framework, the body consciousness accepts that as an instruction and a signal that this is a choice. This is no longer a experimental idea, but this is a choice that is being engaged, and therefore now this is an instruction, and it will begin to respond to that. Now, also remember that there is an adjustment time framework in which the body consciousness now is required to reconstruct and reassimilate its own functions. For you are instructing it differently, and you are providing different material in that instruction, and therefore it must process in a different manner. You think that your bodily functions are always the same, regardless of what you interact with, but they are not. Each of your organs function somewhat differently, dependent upon how you are interacting with your body consciousness. Therefore, if there is a significant change, the body consciousness must reconfigure that energy and reassimilate and alter its own function to accommodate what you are doing, which it is highly efficient and effective at doing, and relatively speaking, it generates that adjustment quite quickly, that it can create that adjustment within that time framework of approximately 2 of your weeks. But that is understandable that you may question what is occurring if you are not recognizing significant alterations immediately.
Well, because that's what I'm used to in the past. I mean, I've done this, I've gone this route before, and I would have, you know, I would have lost like 8 pounds by now.
But what you have done in the past is not what you are creating now, and not in the same manner, and not in the same circumstances.
So this is, I believe that I'm learning a lot of lessons right now regarding associations, to looking at those past associations, and I think that's part of this too.
I would agree.
Would you agree that overall this is an optimal eating pattern for me specifically?
Yes.
I thought it was interesting that, you know, all of a sudden one day it seemed very easy to do it. So that's the timing factor.
Yes.
and which is also tied into Fast Friends right now. With they had another board meeting, but didn't get to discuss the pet food. And I know that I created that because I hadn't really decided myself that that's what I wanted to move forward with. So I think part of that's also me getting more comfortable with that's the direction that I want to move in too.
Yes.
So do you think it's still a probability that I can create them being a distributor of the pet food?
It is a possibility. And once again, that is dependent upon you and what you choose to do and how important it is to you and how much you want to engage that direction.
Which is, you know, Laura's making me crazy with her going back and forth with these emails and calls for one little dog food and then one little bag of dog food. But I think that that's also, I've created that in showing me that one of my worries is that it'll be too much in dealing with people like that. And it's having me look at that.
Yes, I would agree.
But I did make the choice and I was very confident in telling her that she didn't have to use my dog food and that I wasn't willing to become that irritated by her to worry about one old bag of dog food. So I felt very good in being able to have that discussion with her and not have it greatly affect our relationship and move more into what I want. Which also gives me the confidence that I can move forward with it with Fast Friends and not get stuck on the associations of what it has to be, what it has to do, what I have to do. So I think this is all a big adjustment period for me right now.
I would agree. Which is significant that you are recognizing these aspects.
But I feel so shaky. You know, it's
unfamiliar.
Yeah, it's very unfamiliar. But I feel more confident in it. And moving through it, I feel more confident. But I still feel shaky. And, you know.
This is understandable, but I would express that you are paying attention. You are noticing yourself. You are recognizing these different aspects of the subject and addressing to them and experimenting and allowing yourself to evaluate what is important to you, how much do you want to engage, what are you willing to engage and what are you not willing to engage. What are you comfortable with and what you are not comfortable with, and also allowing yourself to recognize the expressions of other individuals in a very different manner that is very unfamiliar for you individually, in that there are two factors that are emerging. One is that you are allowing yourself to recognize what you are comfortable with or not comfortable with, but not allowing that to become an irritant, not allowing that to progress in a manner that you are being reactive to it, and also allowing yourself to observe other individuals and not necessarily be reactive to them either, but more recognizing whether you agree or disagree with them, and accepting your own disagreement at times, or your own opinion, without generating that automatic reactive response, which is very significant for you.
Yeah.
That is
challenging.
That is a very different action for you, and it is not entirely familiar. It is new, but I am tremendously acknowledging of you in it and congratulating you, for you are doing it. You are accomplishing, and that is significant.
And I think it showed a lot in the conversation that I had with him last night. And before we started talking about different things, and it just got shut down because we were both so adamant in, you know, what we thought and not wanting to be swayed from that. But I thought we had a much more productive conversation last night. And that I could share what I thought, and she could share what she thought, and we could both recognize that that's where we were, without trying to convince.
Congratulations. And how did you feel?
Well, you know, I could feel when I started moving into wanting to convince or instruct, but I was able to be aware of it and move back away from it. So it felt very empowering, and, you know, still a little shaky because it's still so new, but it did feel very empowering being able to catch that and move it and, you know, change the direction.
Congratulations.
And also with, you know, with Bubba, I'm getting to the point where I would really like him to move out and be nearby, but be on his own and be self-sufficient. And I think it's interesting that he woke up the other morning and he was like, I'm going to go see what I need to do to get my GED out of the blue. So I think that was because I moved my attention from feeling trapped by being there to moving my attention to, okay, I've decided that I'd like him to have, you know, lived somewhere else, and now I'm going to move in the direction of creating that, which allowed him to recognize something new.
Yes, for when you are moving your attention and addressing to yourself and addressing to those feelings such as being trapped and allowing yourself more freedom, that changes your energy, which it changes the energy that you're projecting to him. Therefore, it dissipates the pressure.
Right.
But even if you are not verbally expressing to him, that energy is present regardless, and that creates a pressure, and it is backed with expectations. And when that dissipates and that is no longer being expressed, he is freer to address to himself and generate his own choices and express in his own direction of what is important to him, rather than focusing upon you and creating that oppositional energy in defense.
Right.
And if his attention is not so occupied and focused upon you and projecting that defensive energy in relation to you, he can move his attention to himself and question himself in what is important to him.
Right, which is also kind of what's going on in Fast Friends with me letting go of what decisions Sharon needs to make or the board needs to make, and moving in my own direction of what I want to create at Fast Friends with fundraising, which is allowing them to come around and ask me, you know, allow them to create more choices and more ideas of how I can help them. So it's the kind of same kind of thing.
Yes.
So moving, you know, which is validation of how well I'm doing and keeping my attention on myself and what I can create and the choices that I have and allowing that to come to fruition. So that's very cool.
I agree.
And I have, you know, last night I was feeling that I am feeling more comfortable. You know, I have moved into feeling more comfortable with this new way of being. Not all the way, but I've made a movement towards that.
That is significant.
Yeah. I was wondering why my hip joint has been hurting so much. I was working out with Ellen and enjoying the challenging and different types of workouts, but then my hip joint just started hurting so much. I thought maybe I just need to just rest, and even the stretching seemed to be making it hurt more. Is it because I was helping myself make the decision that I didn't want to invest in more of the one-on-one sessions, or that I don't need to work out so much to get the body I want? I can't quite pinpoint what it's about.
This is another aspect of listening to your body consciousness. In this, the diet and the exercise are very strong associations, that they are coupled together.
Right.
Now, with the diet, that aspect, in a manner of speaking, incorporates its own map. But with the exercise, in a manner of speaking, it is a matter of you creating the map for the regimen,
right,
of the exercise. Your body consciousness is adjusting. You are generating significant changes. It is assimilating and adjusting. Now you are generating an additional factor of a new regimen with the exercise to couple with the diet. But in that, remember, this is an adjustment time framework, and therefore, it is important not to push. And to incorporate a slow, gradual movement into the physical measurement.
So I was right to just completely stop and rest for a while.
Yes. And you can reincorporate that. But to be aware, to generate that in increments and move slowly and not push, and very much pay attention to your body consciousness while you are engaging. Let me express to you, you in like manner to other individuals enjoy physical activity. When I express that to you, enjoying physical activity for some individuals, which you would be included in this factor, there is an association of accomplishment with engaging physical activities, which includes exercising, and there is a strong aspect with desire to press forward in relation to physical activity. Not necessarily the idea of pushing, but more so a pressing forward to experiment with your capabilities, with what you can accomplish, how you can accomplish. It is a challenge.
Right.
In what you would term to be a positive manner. But in that, for yourself and individuals similar to you, with this particular factor, many times that drive, so to speak, to accomplish can hold your attention in a manner that distracts you from actually paying attention to what your body consciousness is actually expressing, or to easily ignore or override what your body consciousness is expressing. Your body consciousness will signal you. It does signal you. You do not engage in action and subsequent to the action suddenly, mysteriously develop a discomfort. Aspects of that discomfort were present when you were engaging the action, but you were ignoring or overriding them. The body consciousness does communicate immediately. It will offer you signals. Now, whether you listen to those signals or not is the question. this is the aspect that it is important to pay attention to. This is another aspect of paying attention to your body consciousness. You are paying attention in relation to what you are consuming.
Right.
You are paying attention in relation to your medication.
Right.
Now it is also important for you to pay attention in relation to what you are doing physically to balance in relation to incorporating a significant time framework of allowing yourself to relax and generate calm and quietness with the body consciousness in relation to the dis-ease factor. That is an important element. Not ignoring that factor, not overriding it, but recognizing you have created this. This is the situation that you are addressing to. It is a factor. It is present. And therefore, that is a consideration also.
So it is still present?
Yes.
And
it is dissipating considerably, but you can also aggravate it. Therefore, it is important to generate that balance. Pay attention to what your body consciousness is expressing. When it signals you that now it is straining, listen to that and respond. Do not ignore it and override it and push further.
I'm coming, and part of that is I'm coming up against old associations of what it means to be productive in a day, what it means to, be working or not working, what it means to be doing enough to be moving forward, and, being able to be self-sustaining on what I'm creating. It's a lot. That's a huge part of it.
Yes, I would agree. And even in relation to exercising, there are old associations, but you are generating a different direction, and it is a different time frame work. And you incorporate a different awareness now. And you have created a different physical reality. And in that, those old associations do not necessarily apply in relation to. Yes, that is very important. Even in relation to exercising, the idea of feeling some aspect of discomfort as a signal that you are accomplishing. Previously, that may have been beneficial for you. Now it is not. Now it is not a signal of accomplishing. Now it is a signal stop.
So all these things that I've been noticing and feeling I am on the right track is just so vastly different from before. At least I'm aware of it and
yes.
Catching it.
Yes.
Because even with the house, I'm very happy with everything that I've done for the house. I'm very happy with it. I'm very comfortable with it. And there's still those old associations that come up of, did I spend too much money? Should I have saved it? But there's a bigger part of me that says I did exactly the right thing. So just by acknowledging those old associations, they'll dissipate.
Yes, and reminding yourself that you are happy, you are comfortable, That is what is important.
Well, it feels like such the right thing that I did. You know, those old pesky things come up. They're like the flies. Is that what the flies are about? Is that the connection to the flies?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So notice how many, or what an overwhelming amount of old associations I have.
And there
are a lot of flies.
And there are many associations.
So it's just getting me to pay attention to how many of them there are to see all of them?
Yes. Okay. And that they can be annoying.
And that they did leave.
But they do dissipate.
They dissipated.
And that you can change them.
Right, which I did.
Yes.
And then with Sassy, she seems to be moving farther away from us and closer to my neighbors. So I was wondering is that something I'm creating? Is it something the greyhounds are creating? Is it something she's creating for herself? Or is it something the neighbors are creating?
And I would express all.
All? Is it, I mean, obviously it's not because I don't want her there.
Correct.
So what exactly?
But your attention has shifted. Your attention has shifted in relation to what you perceive to be, in your terms, the greater need. You do not perceive her as needing, whereas you do perceive the other two as needing. And in that, no, it is not a matter that you do not care for this creature, or that you do not love her, or that you discount your companionship with her, and nor does she. But that your attention is diverted, and unlike a human, that perhaps would personalize that, and perhaps even sulk, she has chosen to incorporate that opportunity to expand her adventures and to occupy herself. And in that, there is, in a manner of speaking, gain occurring with all of you.
Why is Google like, he seems to be like attacking her more, like being more aggressive with her?
That aspect, I would express, is more linked to you. Of the two, not her, excluding her, but of the other two, your association with him is more protective.
Right, because he seems more sensitive.
Your energy is different with him. And in that, I would express that you are generating a contributing factor to that situation. My suggestion is that you pay attention and you begin to reinforce yourself in the perception that he does not require more of your attention or your protection. That he is not less capable in his abilities than the other two. He is not more fragile than the other two. The more you focus your attention to him differently, the more you reinforce him separating himself. And the more he separates himself, the more he claims you.
So, I mean, he kind of started moving in that direction by not letting him go after and disciplining him like I would the other two.
You interact with this one differently. And
but that was a step.
Yes. Yeah. I would express that when you can interact and be projecting the same type of energy with him that you do with the others, that will generate a significant impact with this behavior. But I would also suggest that you do pay attention to this, for the more you move in this direction, the more you encourage him to claim you. Mm-hmm. And the more he claims you, the more he will be aggressive to her, but in addition to that, the more he will place himself in a more vulnerable position with the other one. Which will create situations that are uncomfortable for you.
Right.
And this, it is important that you are projecting an energy to him that he is not more important.
That they're all equal.
And that you do not belong to him.
So more of an energy that they're all equal.
Yes. And that you are not a possession of any of them.
Right.
Including him.
Right.
For that is becoming more and more a perception that he is developing.
Right. Well, I know. I'm aware of how to move that back. And any advice for Bubba with his adventures with his small friend? My perception is that they both get bored quickly and create the job drama to keep the relationship interesting, even though it's in a negative way.
Which is not unusual.
Yeah. But is that the basis for
it? Yes.
So that's correct. Any, do you have any words of wisdom for him?
Perhaps to experiment and investigate what directions or subjects that they may incorporate a similar interest in that can be pursued together.
sleeping.
Which can move in any direction. But perhaps beginning with a common physical activity that can be engaged together, that they share an interest with, but that perhaps they can also dissipate some energy in engaging some physical activity together. There are, I am aware, many activities in your time framework now that engage quite physically with individuals that can be productive and expelling energy that in my day would have been viewed quite violent, but are viewed in this time framework as games.
Like paintball or something.
Yes.
And then Curtis, I'm going down to Virginia and plan on seeing him. Is he, you know, moving more towards his feelings, or is there anything I can do to support him in that while I'm down there? Is he lightening up a little bit?
Somewhat. Not significantly, but somewhat. My suggestion remains the same. Be supportive by listening and accepting.
Are the kittens helping in that? Is that what's moving him a little bit?
Somewhat, yes.
And we covered a lot. You know, and I'm really enjoying trusting more, not doubting as much. You know, the moments creep in with the doubt, but they don't linger as long, and I know that I can kind of, you know, brush them away. I know I wanted to ask about it. A couple weeks ago, I was sitting on the couch and Sassy was next to me, and she started watching an energy moving through the living room. I mean, like, really watching it, and had this low growl. And was that more you than, or Seth, you? Now, how come she picked up on that so strongly, but the other two didn't seem to notice it at all?
I would express that that is more associated with you.
But then Google seems to pick more up on Seth. And she doesn't, the other two don't notice. Hunter seems oblivious to everything. So is it just they're individually more sensitive to different energies?
Not necessarily more sensitive, but what they choose to pay attention to. And in that, different types of energies that they may associate with you. And I would express that she incorporates a tendency to be more attentive to my energy blood, and there is more of an association of an aspect of you in softness with that energy, more of a nurturing energy. He would be more inclined to pay attention to the other energy in less emotional, more than what you would term to be masculine energy, intellectual. And therefore, more of an energy of dominance.
And then Bubba, you know, I'm a little worried about when I leave that, you know, he wants to, like, pretend he's so tough with them, but they don't respond to that well. Is there, does he act differently when I'm not around, or is there some advice I can give him to interact with them easier while I'm away?
I would express that without being demanding, it is important for you to express yourself in relation to what is important to you and what you want. In relation to your environment and your companions.
Okay, and is there any advice for him in his considering getting his GED? Is that, you know, would that be a good thing for him to pursue?
Yes. I would express that this would offer him a significant accomplishment, which would be satisfying, and would also be significant in association with his own confidence. Therefore, yes, I would express that that would be a beneficial direction to engage.
Okay. Me too. And then I can go into the army and I'll have a place to live and a career and I'll be so happy. Reading him from afar. So, you know, the two greyhounds out of the four that had cancer, the two that were actually in the kennel passed away. And they had gone, which was a little confusing to me because, you know, they had made it through the surgery and they had gone into foster homes where they would have stayed. Is there, and then the two that belong to specific people have remained to be free of cancer again. Is there a reason why the two that were in the kennel chose to leave?
An accomplishment of value fulfillment.
And the two that remain cancer free, if, like Sabelle, if she gets so upset at any word of another dog, she projects it onto the well being of her own dog. And, you know, I believe that that can be damaging. So just encourage her to appreciate the moment that she does that, right?
Yes. Quite so.
Well, our time is up, but, you know, once again, I always feel more settled after an interview, knowing that I'm still moving in the right direction.
And so you are. And I am expressing my hearty congratulations to you. I've been accomplishing significantly in this interim time framework.
Excellent.
My term also. Excellent.
I'll be looking for you at the lake house. I know you'll
very well
be down there with us.
I shall join you in your holiday.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate
it. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, and know that I am always encouraging of you.
Yes.
To my dear friend, in tremendous affection, as always.